I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And as a note I haven't said in a while, Amazon.com is an affiliate. Anything you do buy from them, we get a small commission. Does not add to your price. All it does is redirect you directly to their site. So again, otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, October 20th, 1953, and the title is Buffalo Skinner. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Buffalo Skinner. It was seldom that the Cisco Kid met a man who could stand up to him in fair fight. But when he fought with Jersey Jack Anson, that was a different story. For Jersey Jack was 6 feet 4 inches, 240 pounds of solid bone and iron muscle, and he was the meanest, ugliest, deadliest Buffalo Skinner in the whole West. As our story opens, it's early evening, and Jersey Jack, accompanied by his partner, Morose Mose Morris, is just carrying a great load of skins into a trading post run by Weasel Dawson in the town of Prairie.
Open the door, Mose.
Right.
Yeah, here's some skins for you, Dawson.
Great Scott, how strong are you, Jack? That bundle of skins must weigh close to 400 pounds.
Over 400. Come on, Dawson. Hustle out the money. Me and Mose is in town for a celebration tonight. And we're going to bust things wide open.
Probably wind up in jail.
Yeah, not with this town marshal we won't. He's so old, he's doddery. Come on, Dawson, come on.
Well, I got to sort out them skins before I pay in. I can't do that tonight, Jack. I'll give you $50 on account and a credit slip for the rest, payable in the morning. Is that all right?
Yeah, but give me the 50 now.
Here you are. Here's your credits.
All right, let's go, Mose.
Gonna be trouble tonight. I can see it coming.
Say, wait a minute. I got a little job I'd like you to do for me, Jack. For an extra $100.
Yeah, what is it?
Another month, this is gonna be a boom town. I want to own the cafe. I offered Annie Mason a price for it, but she won't sell. Now, if that cafe of hers was to be wrecked, she might take my price and be glad to get it.
Yep. I can see it coming.
An extra $100, you say?
Uh-huh.
Dawson, that name Weasel fits you to a T. You paid Joe Sadler $300 to wreck that store back in Adobe City so you could buy it cheap. Now you offer me $100.
Who told you about that?
Never mind, I know. I also know you gunned down the owner from behind his back when he wouldn't sell to you anyway. I'll take $300 for the job.
Well, all right. There's your money. Now do a good job on that cafe.
Yeah, leave it to me. Bring along your rifle.
I don't know why I hang around with you anyway, Jack. Me a peaceable man.
So, he knows about Adobe City. Yeah, that sure settles his hash. After he does my dirty work.
What that hombre's name we looking for, Cisco?
His name is Bangs, Pancho. Huh? Cecil Bangs. And he goes by the nickname of Weasel.
Weasel? He look like a weasel, Cisco.
He has that look about the eyes, amigo. But like the weasel, he is a sneaking killer.
Cisco hunt for him for a long time, no?
Si, Pancho. And because of the cold-blooded way he shot down our friend, the storekeeper in Adobe City, we are going to find him sooner or later.
Weasel Bangs maybe be here in the town of Prairie.
Well, we have tracked him to this part of the country, Chico. But I am not certain he's in this town. Wherever he is, I think he will take another name.
Mr. Cisco, surely he's a live town.
That has that reputation, Pancho. Let us go to the cafe first and have our supper.
That noise come from the cafe.
No, it's coming from a place several doors this side of the cafe. This place we are just now passing.
I can all lick any man in the country, and that goes for you, and you.
Hombre come right out through the window, Cisco. Madre mía, this is a tough town. Hombre stay rough, no?
Si, but that is none of our business. Here's the cafe, Pancho. Who there, who?
Oh, look, here the cafe, here the cafe.
I believe I am hungry myself.
Pancho, hope those hombres not come to the cafe. Pancho not one foolish with Pancho's friolis. Food smell good, Cisco.
Si, it does, Pancho. Mm. Here, let us sit down at this table, Chico.
Hey.
Howdy, strangers.
Buenas noches, senora.
Buenas noches, senora.
Yeah, it's senora. My husband George went to his eternal reward last year and left me to run this cafe by myself. Animation's the name, and I got pork chops, lamb stew, and buffalo tongue. Well, what'll you have?
Pounds have pork chops, lamb stew, and buffalo tongue.
Oh, all of them?
All of them, all of them.
My soul. Well, what'll you have, stranger?
Well,
I can only get a foreman in the place. Give me a roll. I'm a stampeding maverick.
Oh, dearie me, that awful buffalo skinner's in town again.
Who?
Well, his name's Jersey Jack, and he's a terror. Oh, I do hope he ain't a-coming in here.
I'm afraid he is coming in here, senora. Where's your town marshal?
Mike Thompson? Oh, he's hard of hearing, and he's old. I'm probably over in his office playing solitaire. Oh, mercy.
Go and get him, senora. You'd better go out the back door.
All right, but please don't let that lunatic wreck my place for me.
Come on, I'll light up his guns and coyotes and I'll beat your brains out.
Santo Cisco, look at the peoples in here going to the tables.
Apparently these buffalo skinners are very bad hombre.
Yeah. Hey, look, Moe. Huh? Look at that fly on the ceiling. Watch me get it. Yeah. Plum dead center.
Yeah. One moment, hombre.
Huh?
There's more room outdoors for your kind of play than in here.
Yeah, who said that? Ah. Oh. Here, hold my rifle, Mose. I'm going to take this hombre apart.
He'll kill you, stranger.
Madre mía, Cisco, hombre big like a moose.
If you are determined to fight, let us go outdoors.
Yeah, we're fighting in here. And I'm starting by busting this table over your head.
Look out, Cisco!
That is enough of that, you big ape. Pancho, watch the other one.
Pancho, watch the other one.
And nothing I like better than a fight.
Very well, in that case, I'll be glad to oblige.
Yeah, just let me get these hands on you.
Which you are not going to
I'll
do.
Twist your head off.
Cisco, he made the rush. Pancho, stick out his foot.
Yeah. He knocked himself out.
Si, hit his head against the wall, bueno.
Now, you, hombre, what have you to say?
Serves him right. Oh, maybe I can have some peace.
Come on, Mike, come on, I'll hustle.
Well, I'm hustling, ain't I? Who do I arrest? Show me now, you, show
where does that big lummox... Well, now, say, don't tell me you licked him, stranger.
No, senora. He fell and struck his head. Oh. You had better put the handcuffs on him now, Marshal.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it right now.
Yeah, oh, and this one, too, Mike. Huh? Morose Moe's here.
I ain't done nothing but watch.
You're most as bad as Jersey Jack when you get roused. Just go on, take him, Mike. Okay. Go on, take him.
Oh, suit yourself, Marshal. I'm peaceable.
I'll take them guns. Up on your feet, mister. Yeah. Make one false move and I'll drill you. Now, get out through that door. Both of you.
Yeah,
I don't know who you are, stranger, but no man ever licked Jersey Jack yet. I'll see you later.
Anytime you wish, hombre.
Well, I'm awful much obliged to you, mister.
We did nothing, senora. Pancho, before we have our supper, let us help the senora clean up these wreckage.
Si, we help Cisco.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Si, senora.
Well, my stars. No wonder. No wonder.
Evening, Marshal.
Evening, Dawson. Evening. Well, what can I do for you?
I understand you got Jersey Jack and Mose in this jail.
Yes, sir, I have. Disturbing the peace and malicious destruction of private property.
I'd like to see him for a minute.
What for?
Well, I owe him some money for the buffalo hides they brought in. I want to pay him and get it off my mind.
Seems if that's reasonable enough, you can go on out in the cell block. I'd go out with you if I wasn't in the middle of a mighty interesting game of solitaire.
Oh, that's all right. I'll only be a couple of minutes. Hey, Jack. Mose.
Go away. I'm sleeping.
Who is it?
It's me, Dawson. Here, take these things.
Yeah? What are they?
A file, a couple of saws, and a bunch of skeleton keys. Yeah. When you get out, come to my place. Unless Cisco beat you too bad.
What do you mean, Cisco beat me? I can take him anytime with one hand tied behind my back.
All right. When you get out, you'll have a chance to prove it. I want Cisco finished off, Jack. I got reason to want him finished off. Now make it fast and I'll be waiting for you.
There. I believe I've eaten enough of your fine food, Senora Annie, to last me for a week.
Hell, that's good, Cisco.
Pancho too, Senora.
Now that Pancho is finished, have you any food left in the kitchen?
I sure ain't got as much in the kitchen as I had. Oh, but that's all right, Pancho. Did my heart good to see you eat like that.
Gracias, Senora. It do Pancho's stomach good to eat, too.
You were telling us of these Dawson hombres, Senora. Tell us more about him, if you will, please.
Well, he runs a trading post here in Prairie. Kind of a dapper-dressed feller, Cisco, but shifty-eyed. Oh, he's mighty shifty-eyed. Somebody said he come here from the south of here someplace.
From Adobe City, perhaps?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, where is his trading post, senora?
Oh, it's about a half a dozen doors down the street. It's on this side.
Gracias. Well, we will see you again, senora, before we leave the town. Right now, Pancho and I are going to have a look at these Dawson hombres.
Pancho eats so much, he's not sure he can walk, Cisco.
Maybe you'll get there quicker, Pancho, if you just sort of roll down the street.
Si, senora. It's a good idea. Pancho roll, no?
Here, Dawson. What do you want now?
Oh, he got out of jail, eh? Had to get past the marshal.
Yeah, he was plumb asleep with his head down on his desk.
Sure wished I was asleep again.
Hey, what about this here Cisco kid? You say you want him finished off, huh?
I sure do. Outside of town. Maybe at your camp, Jack.
What's the matter with finishing him off right here in town?
No sense flying in the face of the fates. Mose, you're a good man with the rope. We'll hunt him down, you rope him, and we'll take him out to camp.
Now, wait a minute. How much?
You already got $300 to wreck the cafe, but you didn't do it. That money should be enough for this job, too.
All right. But I'll kill this Cisco kid with my bare hands.
Any way you like. Let's get going.
Wait a minute. Before we find Cisco, I gotta go set fire to that jail.
Fire the jail? What are you talking about?
Jack always sets fire to every jail he's been in. Gets revenge on the jail that way.
Never mind the jail, Will. Hey, wait.
What?
Here comes Cisco and the other one now. Quick, get behind this adobe wall.
Yeah.
Rope Cisco, Mose. We can get the fat one easy.
No good will come of this, but anything you say, Dawson.
Now, Mose.
I got him.
Come on, Jack.
What's the matter, Cisco?
He's broken his in my arms and I...
Yeah, now I got you, Cisco. Oh, yeah. Now tie him up, Mose, and I'll get the fat one.
You'll not get the fat one, you...
Nice work, boys. Now let's get him out of here. This'll be the end of the Cisco Kid.
Once again, Cisco and Pancho are in an almost hopeless position. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Buffalo Skinner. Sensing that Cisco was after him for a previous murder, Weasel Bangs, alias Dawson, had the giant Buffalo Skinner, Jersey Jack, and his partner, Mose Morris, waylay Cisco and Pancho and take them prisoners. Now, Dawson's buckboard, with Cisco and Pancho securely tied in it, is just arriving at the Skinner's camp well outside the town.
This is ridiculous, Pancho.
What, Cisco?
To let ourselves be captured by fourth-rate brawlers like these hombres.
Nothing do much when they rope you down, Cisco.
No, but just the same... Listen, Pancho.
Huh?
Diablo and Loco are following us out here.
Pancho, like you think we find a way to use them.
We will find a way somehow, amigo.
Oh! Oh! Help him out, Jack.
Yeah, sure will. Come on, out of there, you.
Me?
Yeah, you. I'll pick you up and throw you out.
Do not gotta handle Pancho like a sack of meal, hombre.
Yeah, now you, Cisco. Come on, out you come.
You are going to be sorry for this, hombre.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Get this over with, Jack. I'm losing sleep.
Yeah, come on, come on. Build up the fire, Moe, so we can see something.
All right.
Well, go on, Jack. Kill him. What are you waiting for?
Listen, I ain't killing no man when he can't help himself, Dawson. I don't shoot him in the back like you
Shut
do.
Up, you fool. Never mind. I'll finish him
Put
off myself.
Put that gun down or I'll break your neck. I'm giving Cisco a chance to fight with his fists. Yeah, he's such a whale of a fighter, we'll see. See how he does against me.
I tell you, I don't want no mistake about this, Jack.
There won't be no mistake.
Your fire's burning good now, Jack.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it reminds me. I ain't burned the jail down yet.
You can tend to that later. You stay right here, see?
Now look, mister, nobody gives orders to Jersey Jack. Just for that, I'm going in town right now and tend to it.
You said the wrong thing to him, Dawson.
Yeah, Cisco will keep. Let him do a little worrying. Come on, Dawson.
But look...
Get into that buckboard, Dawson. You too, Mose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, while we're back in town, we can fix that cafe, too.
Oh, Pancho didn't expect this, Cisco.
That big hombre is like a child. That order of Dawson's made him stubborn. And speaking of Dawson...
He the killer hombre, Cisco?
I am sure he is. That talk of shooting in the back, his appearance, it points right to him.
Uh-huh.
But let us try to get out of these ropes, Pancho.
And I can use the knife, Cisco. Hombres take Pancho's knife.
The ropes are tied too tightly to let us slip our hands out. There's just one way I can see.
What that, Cisco? What that? What that, huh?
I'm made to roll over to that fire.
The fire burn the ropes off my wrists.
But mother mia, Cisco, not do this. The fire burn the hands and the wrists, too.
Perhaps not too much. We must get free and enter that town before that wild maverick of a Jersey Jack kills somebody.
Hombres, wait here. I'll tend to this fire myself. Hey, you. Hey, Gaffer. Wake up. Come on, wake up, I say.
What you want?
Yeah, just in case you decide to start shooting, I'll take them guns. Now get out of here.
Why, you can't order the marshal out of his own office.
Yeah?
Hey, Jersey Jack. How'd you get out of your cell?
Yeah, look, get out of that door.
I will not. I got another gun in this drawer.
All right, you old sod buster.
That'll keep him quiet for a while.
Hey! Anybody out there in them cells? Anybody out there?
Guess not. Well, if they can't speak up, they can burn. this old jail ought to burn real nice. He's as dry as tinder. Yeah, I'll teach them to put Jersey Jack in their jails. And gotta get some of this waste paper over in the corner here. And light it up. There she goes. She's catching already. Oh, that's good. All right, you old geezer. I'll take you outdoors. Dump you out there. Yeah, there. This is good enough. Down you go. Now, let's get over to that cafe, boys. Maybe we can make you a deal to buy it, Dawson.
Cisco, Pancho, I'd like you to burn yourself like that.
These ropes are nearly burned through now, Pancho. Just a bit more. There they go.
You burn yourself bad, Cisco?
Not bad, Pancho. Huh? Get these ropes off my legs and then I will untie you.
Cisco, not fight now, no?
I never fight if I can help it, amigo. There, now I'll untie your wrist, Pancho.
Gracias. But, Cisco, why did we meet the big hombre? And the big hombre want to fight?
Then I suppose I will have to fight, amigo.
Put your hands, Cisco.
Oh, we won't worry about those, Pancho. One thing at a time. There, your wrists are free.
Gracias. Pancho, hope our horses not leave, Cisco.
I do not think they have. Diablo!
Logo!
Ha-ha! Bueno, Diablo.
Bueno, Logo.
Easy now. Now, you get back to town as fast as possible.
Fast as possible.
Up, Diablo, help.
Go, Logo.
What do you coyotes want?
Gonna sell me this place at my price, Annie?
No, I ain't gonna sell it to you at any price. Now you get.
You're a tough rooster, ain't you, Annie?
I'm closing up this place for the night. Now get out of here.
Yeah. I'd just as soon.
Annie, I ain't gonna fool around. Either you accept my offer, or by thunder, Jack and Mose will wreck at this place right here now.
Fire! Fire!
Oh, what's that?
Jail's on fire, Annie. Huh? And you know what? This place might be, too. That's a thought.
Why, you scoundrels. I told you I wouldn't sell this at any price, Dawson, and I won't. And you better be careful what you do, or the Cisco kid will get after you.
I ain't worrying about him. Yeah. All right, Jack, get to work. Smash up the furniture.
Yeah, you will, Dawson.
Oh, you devils. Why, you scoundrels.
Yeah. I hate to bust things.
Oh, yeah. I'll call the marshal.
Get that next table, Jack.
Oh. Yep. Oh.
The jails are burning down.
You villains. You hyenas.
I am sorry we could not get here sooner, Senora.
Hey, look out.
I will take care of you first, hombre.
I suppose I better shoot him.
Not while Pancho got his bullwhip, you not shoot hombre.
Oh, that's the stuff, Pancho. Why, you yanked that gun right out of his hands. I'll take that gun and I'll cover
it. Cisco, I don't know how you got loose, but I'm plumb glad to meet up with you here or anywhere.
Get out that door, hombre.
Don't give me no orders.
I am not only give you an order, but I am going to enforce it. Hold the door open, Pancho.
Cisco.
Now out you go. Now.
Good, Cisco. Knock the hombre out into the street.
Hey. Marshal. Oh, Marshal, come here.
I can't. The jail's burning down. Get busy, boys.
That's the last time you're going to hit me, Cisco, because now I'm taking you apart.
That is your idea, hombre. It is not mine. Madre mía, to hit your jaw. It's like hitting a block of granite.
I ain't never been licked yet. How do you like that, Cisco?
Santo, Cisco, go down.
Yeah, I'll drop on your face.
Oh, no.
Stand back, hombre. Good shot to the bullwhip, no?
All right, I am ready for you, hombre. Come on.
Yeah, I sure will.
Cisco not fight his best. His hands burn.
Heaven, Jesse.
Perhaps your jaw is too strong, hombre. Let us try some body blows, eh? Oh, you do not like those blows, eh? We will try some more like this.
Go get him.
This. And this.
It's good, Cisco. It's good. Big hombre out.
What are these others?
I got one eye and a gun on this one, Cisco.
Don't Don't wave that gun in my face, woman. I ain't making no trouble.
Dawson, no, hombre, still out cold, Cisco.
Oh, no, he ain't either. I'm getting you, Cisco, right now.
Look out, Cisco. No. He got the pistol.
You are the hombre I'm after. Drop that gun.
Drop it.
Well, by thunder, Cisco, I thought he had your shoulder.
Hey, not get Cisco easy, senora.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I've seen better fighters than Cisco, but I can't think when or where.
All right, boys. If that fighting's over, come back here and help me put out this blasted fire.
Come on, Pacho. We will help you, Senor Marshal. You are going to need that jail for 3 prisoners right away.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco finally kills that Bangs hombre, no?
Si, under the name of Dawson.
Uh-huh.
He confessed everything.
We follow him a long distance, Cisco.
Yeah, but finally we caught up with him and turned him over to the law. We're all criminals wind up sooner or later.
Yeah, sooner or later.
But speaking of distance, Pancho,
uh-huh.
Let us go on with our lesson about distances.
How far to where?
How far to where?
Uh-huh.
Tell me, Pancho,
yes?
Which is farther away from us right now, Texas or the moon?
Oh, that easy, Cisco. Texas farther away.
Texas is farther away than the moon?
Si.
Oh, but Pancho, you know better than that.
Texas farther away than the moon, Cisco.
All right, then tell me, Chico, what makes you think Texas is farther away than the moon?
Because Pancho see the moon up there in the sky.
Si.
But Pancho not can see Texas.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up the arrow.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Until the next show, have a great day. And again, thanks for listening.